Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Some good news for your Thursday.
Brilliant, I need it.
All right, so a Vancouver couple have converted their huge resort property into a Ukrainian refugee home.
What?
So they own this property. Yeah. They've put off, they were supposed to do renovations, but they've put it off.
Yeah.
It's 81 acres.
Ooh, that is a big property.
It's huge. So their goal is to host 100 people. So one of the owners, their family comes from the Ukraine.
Right,
so
okay.
It's close to their own hearts. They've got 19 people booked in at the moment. They're in a position, they said, in a place, in a time where they could help make a bit of a difference. And they thought, you know, it's time to stand up and be counted.
Wow.
Do their bits. So what they're going to be doing is they're leasing it, the property, for $1 a year to an organization that helps rent it all out.
What?
For them. Yeah, so Ukrainian refugees will be provided with food, education, transportation, and assistance with the settlement process to get help families back on their feet.
Right, so that family that owns the 81 acres, they're not supplying all that, they're supplying the land, and then a company is coming in and supplying the food and the shelter.
I think so.
Right, okay. Super generous, though.
Oh, it's brilliant. And they're invited to stay as long as they like.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it really cool?
More people did that around the place. I mean, if I had 81 acres,
yeah,
I'd do it.
Why not?
Sadly, I've got about 5 metres in the front yard.
How many people?
Look.
One.
Not if that. This was in Canada. Mine is in Americas.
Yes. What's happening over there?
Well, during a time of excessive heavy news around the world and, of course, anxiousness just from COVID last 2 years, people are a little bit on edge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Myself included.
So our primary school thought, you know what can we do as the younger generation? How can we help the older generation and, of course, our own generation? And so they put their heads together and they came up with Pep Talk.
Pep talk. So the kids have come up with this.
Oh, with
cool.
The help of their teacher.
Yeah.
Together, they've worked hard over the course of a full term, and they've got Pep Talk. Now, you might be thinking, what is it? It's a free hotline service, which basically anyone in the world can call. It has encouraging words from a resilient group of kindergartners.
Oh, kindy kids are doing it.
Kindy kids. So it's all voiced by kindy kids.
Nothing is cuter.
So basically you call the number and you'll be met with a whole bunch of options, okay? Such as if you're feeling mad, frustrated or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. How cool would that be to have life advice
from a kindy?
From a kindy person.
Love it.
If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. And if you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
Now, that's awesome. I want to call it.
Well, I've got the number, so we can call it up next and actually see how this all sounds. But 2 days after launching, and it's only gone up since then, they had 700 calls an hour.
What? 700 calls an hour?
700 calls, which is amazing in one aspect, but in another aspect, a little bit sad.
You're right. But they're helping so many people.
Yeah, that's the good part.
That's cool.
And then you think about 700 people actually using the service, you're like, man. I mean, it is good because they're offering a service and it's clearly met a need.
So is it called Pep Talk?
It's called Pep Talk. If you just Google that, you'll find the number if you need to.
Yeah.
But up next, we're going to call it and see how it all works.
Excellent. I can't wait to have a pep talk from a kindy kid.
Well, which option are you going to push?
Oh, what were they again?
So if you're feeling mad, frustrated or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2.
I'm pressing 2. All right, I've put the number in. Let's see how we go.
Now, bear with us because we don't know what's going to happen. Okay, we've clicked ring.
Yep, but now it's waiting.
Hi, welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by Westside School.
Bienvenidos a Pep Talk, un proyecto creado por los estudiantes de Westside School.
Okay,
para un mensaje feliz, presiona 5.
Please listen to the following options for encouraging messages.
Oh, okay.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2.
I would like that one.
If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
All right, let's go with 2.
Encouragement, be grateful for yourself.
Oh,
dude, live it up. Be you.
I trust that you can make things right.
Be happy.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Believe in yourself.
If you're feeling up high and unbalanced, think of groundhogs. It's okay to be different.
Always stay together.
Don't give up, power through.
We all really like you.
Never back down, never give up.
Could we try pressing 3 right now?
Everyone is capable of doing anything. You just have to let yourself shine.
No. Bro, you're looking great.
That's actually fantastic.
That is brilliant.
A little part of me thought it might be quite cringe.
Yeah.
I think that's actually pretty cool.
I don't think that's cringe at all.
If you want to give it a call, it's, I think it's free, but if you're doing an international call, it might be a bit of a cost involved. But it's called Pep Talk, so just Google that, and if you need it, give it a call.
Made my day so much better.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.